Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pasture, feed us. For our use, thy fold prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine we are. We are thine to defend, defend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, he'll hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, he'll hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, to cleanse and pardon to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to thee. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosom fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still.
Amen, brother.
Well, I forgot to read or to go over Brother Dan's letter before Sunday school, so he just talks about prayer for Brother Green and Brother Dodson, Brother Rainey. I don't know Brother Sam Rainey, but apparently it was his Sunday school teacher when he was younger. Asked for prayers for them. Of course, we know about Brother Dodson, praying for him. Brother Green, I mean, he's 91, I believe, maybe 92. You know, he is ill, but he's pretty healthy for being 92. I mean, he still gets around, and I don't know if he's preaching right now, but he was up until just recently. So just pray for him, the Lord to give him strength. And he just spends most of the letter. It's very encouraging. I'll let you read it. I'll put it up. It just talks about thanking God for all of his goodness. So put this back in the back, and you can read that. I appreciate your prayers for me. I mean, it's really not going to be that big of a deal. The company buys the tickets, and they pay for everything, hotel and all that kind of stuff. It's not really going to be fun, but that's okay. I get paid for it, so it's they want, as good looking as I am, they want to see me in person once a year, you know, just to, I can't really just blame them for that, you know. So I appreciate your prayers as I'm traveling, prayers for Jenny. Praying for Sister Pat, her upcoming surgery. Praying for Sister Kathy, for her upcoming surgery. And Mr. Pat's going to have a knee replacement as well. Eventually, I guess both of them. But start out with one at a time. Want to spread out all that fun. So pray for her. Pray for Taylor. She is in Texas, unable to be here with us. I'm sorry that we've missed her on her trip here. I don't think she was here in Illinois very long. But
it'd be hard for this to be here in Illinois.
See, I've got that. You're right. Here in Louisiana, very long. I'll admit to you, I'm dreading this trip a little bit. I mean, you may have already recognized that. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't want to go to Chicago. I don't want to go to Illinois. I don't want to leave town, frankly. If they said it was going to be in Texas, I don't want to go there either. But, you know, you don't always get to do what you want to do. So, yes, she was only in Louisiana for a little while, and she's in Texas. Pray for her. Of course, we're praying for her, the baby. Pray for everyone's health. The summer's almost over. Just another month or two. We're halfway, more than halfway, I think, through summer. So I think this is the hard part, second half. You're kind of tired of it. But, oh well. We get exactly what is good for us. Even if that means 100 and some degrees or a trip to Illinois. So, the Lord is in control and does take care of us. Be in prayer for Sister Manette's son. Jeremy, he fell and fell off a ladder, broke a bone in his shoulder. So that's, you know, not at all comfortable. Pray for him as he recovers. Pray for Brother Jerry, we already mentioned. Pray for Sister Sid. And continue to, if you think of it, I know most of you didn't know Brother Troy McGahan, but continue to pray for his widow. She, every once in a while, puts something on Facebook, and I think recently, Jenny showed me, she put something on Facebook, said, if all you did today was survive, you did okay. I think it's a little tough for her. Yeah, I think she's pretty, you know, it's hard. So, pray for her.
People down in Florida and Georgia, is Debbie Hens supposed to be
landfall tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't even aware. Is it supposed to be just a tropical storm, right?
Well, I didn't. They're saying it may hit.
Maybe more severe?
Maybe a hurricane one.
Okay. I wasn't aware it was going to be tomorrow, but thank you. Yeah, we want to pray for those people, a lot of Lord's people, several churches down there. So pray for them. Pray for all those people that, you know, I don't like to think of a natural disaster as an opportunity. That's not a good way to think about it. Nobody wants that. I remember Ida didn't seem like much of an opportunity. But the fact is that we do pray that there, from this, the people would recognize that there is a true and living God, would be blessed and saved. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your love, for everything you've given us. Father, we're so grateful to you for salvation in Christ.
Amen.
We ask that you bless these that we've mentioned, that you'd bless those that are here, that we love, bless those that we know. And Father, we know there's people all over America, all over the world, brothers and sisters in Christ that are in need. And we pray for this whole sin-sick world. That you'd save many. Pray for this nation. It is a time of concern as we go towards this election, Lord. The nation seems like it's tearing itself in half or in pieces. Lord, we ask that you would bring peace to the gospel of Christ. and revive our hearts, the hearts of all your people, that it would be our desire to tell people about Christ, that we would put that in front of other concerns, that we would tell souls about Jesus, that we would desire to see souls saved. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we'll turn to page 285. And let's don't forget to pray for our pastor as he's away from us, that that storm wouldn't have any effect on flights from New Orleans. I don't think it will, but you never know.
He's leaving today.
Oh, that's right. You're leaving today. Yeah. Well, good. So, anyway, we still pray for our pastor.
I'm more worried about the coming back flight. That needs to be on time. That one needs to be okay.
They canceled that flight out.
We'll pray for that. We'll pray for that also. We do. We will pray for you, brother, as you're away. All right, we'll sing page 285. Let's sing the first three verses. And on the third verse, we'll stand up and stretch our legs. 285.
Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone are the least of his children. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches on his own. Cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God. Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered. Your earnest plea he will never forget. Wait on the Lord, trust his word and be patient. Have faith in God, he'll answer yet. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God, he watches for his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Have faith in God, have faith in God.
Let's all stand.
Your pain and your sorrow, his heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him and leave them there.